Our Heavenly Father, we worship and praise your name this morning. And everybody say,
amen.
We give you the glory and the praise. For all that is in the heaven is thine. And indeed, all that is in the earth is thine as well. And we are yours. Amen. And we thank you for your thoughts and your plans towards us, because they are always for good and for peace and not for evil. And now, Lord, let the entrance of your word, according as it is written, let it bring light into our lives. And let the name of the Lord be glorified. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, can I get a clap offering to the Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, this morning, raising the valleys and leveling the mountains. Amen. Amen, folks. So let's see if we can, you know, raise some valleys and level some mountains here this morning. Hallelujah. Well, you guys are going to have to get on this ride. It's a spiritual ride with me here this morning, and see what the Lord's going to do for us. And I'm going to start here in Isaiah chapter 40. And I'm going to start at verse 4 of Isaiah 40. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Amen. Well, if that agrees with you, or you agree with the word of the Lord, I'm going to read that again, then you can punctuate and give me a witness when you hear something great. Amen. Amen. Every valley shall be exalted.
Amen.
And every mountain and hill shall be made low.
Amen.
And the crooked shall be made straight.
Amen.
And the rough places shall be made plain.
Amen.
Now that's the word of the Lord.
Yes.
The only way that it's not going to benefit you is if you don't believe. If it's not mixed with your faith, you know, with faith in your heart. You know, there are two things that you need for the word of the Lord to be a blessing to you. First, you must humble yourself. Amen, folks?
Amen.
The Bible says, this is the man to whom I will look. He that is contrite humbles himself and trembles at my word. That's the first requirement. The second requirement is, when you hear it, you know, let it be mingled with faith in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Then it's going to do you some good. If those two things are not there, the enemy is going to come and snatch those things away even after you hear them. So let your heart be humble to receive the word of God this morning, and also let it be mixed with faith in your heart. So we see right away that every valley shall be exalted. So there are some lows in your life. There are some things that are low that God wants to raise up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the word of the Lord. You know, there's one thing about God's word. It can never fail. Praise ye the Lord. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. It is settled in my heart. Let it be settled in your heart as well. Amen.
Amen.
The valleys in your life shall be exalted.
Amen.
You know, we're fixing to do something here this morning. And every mountain and hill shall be made. You know, and last week, you know, I said, well, next week we're going to have deliverance and so forth like that. You know, and every time I open my mouth and say something like that, then I have to get in prayer. And I said, Lord, well, I just opened my mouth and said, you're going to do things. So back up the word. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I'm confident here this morning that the Lord is going to do exactly that. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's right. So the valleys are going to be lifted up. You know, you don't need to be down there, you know, and so forth. And every high thing, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God and against the plans of God in your life, those high things will be brought down.
Amen.
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 For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Even though we walk in the flesh, even you see me as a human being like this in the flesh and so forth, we do not war after the flesh. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You know, and we can read that in verses 3 to 6. It says that we are walking in the flesh as you see us like this and so forth, but our warfare is not in the flesh. And the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are not according to the arm of flesh. But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Casting down imaginations. You know, that's, you know, the devil, the Bible says, you know, why has he hidden, imagined a vain thing and so forth. The devil likes to imagine vain things against the people of God. The devil likes to put you down. The devil likes to make sure you don't succeed and you don't have abundant life in Christ. Because that's his purpose in life. You know, Jesus said it himself. He said, you know, John chapter 10, verse 10. He said, look, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's his purpose. You see? So the enemy will come to steal your joy, you know, kill every plan you have, destroy your dreams, and so forth like that. You destroy even your life if you can do it. You know, but Jesus said, I have come to change that. That ye may have life in abundance. Hallelujah. Abundant life. And if you are not enjoying that abundant life, it's because you are behind gates and you are behind bars. You know, but Jesus, he's going to lift up some things this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see in verse 5 of Isaiah 40, he says that, you know, after the Lord has said he's going to level the mountains, level the mountains, raise the valleys and so forth, make the crooked places straight, straighten out all the rough edges and so forth. He said, look, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. You know, when the Lord does things, it's not because of us, it is for his glory. When the Lord is going to lift you up and do these things in your life and so forth, it is for his glory. Hallelujah. And so that the flesh, all the people may see it and glorify the Lord together, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. So everything that the Lord does is for his own glory. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So while we walk in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh, but we're going to use the power of God to pull down certain strongholds here this morning. Amen. And one of the strongholds is also disobedience. Amen. That's right. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 6 says, look, having in a readiness to avenge all disobedience and so forth, when your own obedience is fulfilled. So, you know, we need obedience, you know, to the word of God. Hallelujah. Because that's the man to whom the Lord will look. The man that trembles at his word and obeys his word. But let's see what the Lord wants to tell us here this morning, you know. Let's see what the Lord... I'm going to just read a few scriptures, and then I'm going to say some other things by the grace of God here this morning. Let's see what the Lord is going to tell us. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 2. Remember, the message this morning is to level the mountains that have been a hindrance in your life and to lift up the valleys. Praise ye the Lord. Now, Isaiah 45. Let's see what the Lord will tell us in verse 2. He said, I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut asunder the bars of iron that are holding you back. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Lord is able to do it, and he will do it too. And listen, you know, listen to how he says it. He said, look, I will do it. I will be the one that will go ahead of you. I will be the one that will make the crooked places straight for you. I will be the one that will break in pieces the gates of brass. And I will be the one that will cut asunder the bars of iron. What are the gates of brass? It's also called, you know, in another place, in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, it's also called the gates of hell. You know, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
Now, the gates of hell, well, first of all, number one purpose of the gates of hell is to make sure that you don't make it to heaven. You know, but along the way, they use various tactics, you know, to discourage you, steal your joy and so forth like that. Make sure you don't have abundant life so that your head is bowed down instead of being lifted up and so forth. You know, trouble you on every side so that you are constrained and you are strangulated by these issues, so that you are not at liberty to serve the Lord and to do the great things in life that God has appointed for your life. You know, so that's what the gates of hell will do. But the Lord said, I will break asunder and cut in pieces those gates so that there may the children of God may be set at liberty. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we can read that also in Isaiah chapter 61. And the Lord said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You know, and he has anointed me to preach this gospel. Hallelujah. Good tidings to the meek. Bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty to the captives. and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Well, you know, you say, well, I'm not bound, and so forth. Yes, you are. If you are not at liberty to do the things that God called you to do, if your life is not expanding and increasing, like he said, then you're bound. You know, because in the first word out of his mouth to man when he was created, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, the first thing that God said to man was, be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah. You know, so if that was the blessing that first came out of his mouth, was to be fruitful, and if your life is not being fruitful on every side, you know, then the enemy is still holding you back. You know, and God wants you to break forth on every side in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so God wants to appoint to them that mourn, you know, he's going to give them, you know, beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. Well, the beginning of your solution and the beginning of your miracle is to recognize, first of all, that you have a need. Amen. If you don't think you have a need, then God can't help you. But once you recognize the need and you cry unto the Lord, then the Lord, the Bible says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now when you cry unto the Lord, he will deliver you out of all your troubles. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at something, you know, that happened here in Genesis chapter 1. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, we read from verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, he moved upon the face of the waters. Now, God doesn't like things to be out of order. God doesn't like things to be in chaos. Now, there are some lives that are without form and void. That means void of fruit. Your life is not going where it should be and so forth. Or void of purpose even sometimes and so forth. You know, or, you know, things are chaotic. You know, they are just all over the place and so forth. You know, and the Lord doesn't like that at all. The Spirit of God, when he saw that, he moved upon the face of the deeps. Oh my. And he brought order out of all that chaos. And he brought light out of that darkness. Amen. God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, he has shined in our hearts. Now God, you know, he knows how to do it. There's nobody like that Holy Spirit that knows how to bring order out of chaos. Just like he did, you know, he moved there when he saw the void and he saw that everything was dark and so forth. And he moved and he brought order and he brought light, you know, into that place that was dark and confused and so forth like that. Now, listen to some of his other promises. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 16. Isaiah 42 and 16. Well, the Lord has a way to take away confusion from your life. Here's how he says it. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. You know, well, the blind people, you know, they stumble because they don't know where they're going. That's like confusion. You know, when you just, you know, your life is confused. You know, you, one day it's here, one day it's there, and so forth, and things are not going right. You know, it's kind of like you are a blind person. You know, you're not seeing the way clearly. But the Lord said, I will lead you in a clear way. I will lead you even in paths, you know, blind people, they don't know where they're going. But Lord said, I'm going to take a hold of that. I'm going to make even their darkness, I'll turn their darkness into light. Take away the confusion. Make the crooked things straight. How many times is he going to say that? You know, and I will do these things unto them and I will not forsake them. Now, for the person that is blind, that doesn't know he's blind, he's the most miserable of all people. Are you still with me, folks? If a blind person doesn't know they're blind, well, you know, nobody can help. But if he knows that he's blind, see, that's what the Lord is saying here. You know, because one time he told them, he said, look, if you were blind, you know, then I can help you. Well, if you acknowledge that you are blind, then I can help you. But because you say you see, whereas you were really blind, therefore your issue remains. You know, and unless you acknowledge that you're blind, unless you acknowledge the goodness of the Lord and that God can bring you out, he can't really help you, you know. So that's what the scripture is saying. But he said, I will bring them in a way that they know not, and I will do these great things to them. I will even make the crooked, you know, when a blind person is going, he can't walk straight. You know, it's like he's going all over the place because he doesn't know. He can't, you know, he can't see. You know, he can't really go straight. He'll go here, he will stumble here, he'll stumble against this chair, then he will get up again and go like that. And he can't really go. So it's everything is crooked. But the Lord said, I will change all that. Amen. Yeah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. Now listen to this also in Isaiah 43 and verse 18. Just reading a few promises here before we get into something else here. Isaiah 43, and listen to this in verse 18. You know, this is the goodness of the Lord to us. Remember ye not the former things, neither even consider the things of old. Forget the past, folks. Amen. You know what? Yesterday may not have been so good, but today is a new day. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Don't worry about that. Some people are just all the way, all their time, they got their hand on that rewind button. Leave that rewind button alone. It's gone. Can't do anything about it. But today is a new day. That's why he said, forget the former things. Don't even worry about what happened before. Don't worry about yesterday's failures, yesterday's difficulties, the difficulties and the challenges of the past. Today is a new day. Amen. Hallelujah. And here's what I can do for you today. That's what the Lord is saying. No, don't, you know, if you are all the time, you know, some people are just, you know, looming in this and so forth. Don't worry about all that. You know, lift up your head for a new day. Here's what I will do for you in a new day. I will do a new thing, he says in verse 19. And it shall spring forth. And shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That means places where they say there's no way. You can't find, you know, your way in the wilderness. They don't make roads. Nobody makes roads in the wilderness and so forth. You just sand all over the place and you just stumble around. You don't really know where. But the Lord said, I will make a way. And I will even bring rivers in the desert where it is said that there is no river. I will bring rivers there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God can do these things. Why? This is the way that God changes lives around. He takes the valleys and he lifts them up. He takes the mountains and things that are hindrances in your life. He can break them down. He can take the crooked places. He can make them straight. You know, he can take darkness. He can turn it into light. The Lord, he is God. And he can do all these things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You say, well, he can do all these things and even more. Amen. Because he is able to do exceeding abundantly and above all that you can imagine, all that you can ask and so forth. Well, why then are these things not happening in your life? Because they limited the Holy One of Israel. That's right. When people limit God, when you limit God to your own abilities and so forth like that, well, God can't do very much for you and so on. But if you open up your heart and you let him in, praise the name of the Lord. And you let him take control, then he will do great things for you. And the Lord, you know, we know that, you know, God calls time. He's the one that does it. The Bible says there is a time for everything. And God is calling time. See, there is a time right now that God is calling a time of recovery. Hallelujah. A time of recovery. You know, contrary to the world, see, right now there is economic strangulation or whatever else is going on and so forth. But for the people of God, it's a time of recovery. And God has a time curve. It's not going to be forever. But it's, you know, right now, you know, take advantage. You know, the Lord said, look, if you hear his voice in that day, harden not your heart. Because when the Lord says, hey, it is time, you know, the people, he said, look, the stalks of the air and all the birds and so forth, they know the times, they know the seasons, they know when to fly, they know when not to fly and so forth. But my people do not know the day of their visitation. Well, folks, today is the day of visitation. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. Are you still with me? It looks like every, you know, people are just out there. You know, today is the day of visitation. Amen. The anointing that can help you is the anointing that you believe. If you don't believe, he can't help you. You know, and I'm here in the name of the Lord today. I can't help you if you don't believe. But if you believe, then the Lord's going to help you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you that all of these things that God promises that he's going to do, he has already done them. Let me repeat that for you. All these things that I've read that look like they are futuristic I will do this in your life, and I will do the other thing in your life. You know, I will, you know, lift up the valleys, and I will break down the mountains. I will break the chains and the gates that are breaking you down. I mean, holding you back. And I will do all these other things. I will make darkness light. And I will do. I want to tell you that all these things, even though we read them as though they were futuristic, they have already been done. God has already done all of this. And I'm just here today to enforce what God has done. Praise ye the name of the Lord. He has already done it. Nobody can do any more and stand up again and do this or that. We are here only to enforce the victory that Christ has already gotten for us. Because he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. He's already finished it. And listen to how the psalmist, how he put it. In Psalm 107, you know, this is how he put it. Just to show that the Lord has already done these things that we're talking about. Psalm 107, verse 15 and verse 16. He said, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 16 says, well, he has broken. Not that he is going to break. He has already broken the gates of brass. And he has already cut asunder the bars of iron. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Well, if God has broken the gates of brass, and if God has cut asunder the bars of iron, then how come, you know, some people are still in shackles? Well, because of many things. One, disobedience to the word of God. See? Because, you know, and unbelief. You know, if you don't believe, you know, what God has done. Jesus said himself in John 8 and 24, except you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. He is very simple. If you don't believe what God is doing or has said that he has done for you, then you will continue to wallow in your problems. But here is the way Isaiah 52 and verse 2 says it. And I love this, you know, and I like to say it, you know, in a different way. Let me read it first to you the way he says it. Then I will say it a different way. He says, Isaiah 52 and verse 2, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands around thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. You know, this is the way I like to say, snap out of it. Amen. Snap out of whatever it is that the devil is doing to you that's making you to be down and not to be above. God said, I put you above only and not beneath. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And notice how the Spirit of God put it here. I say, lose thyself. Don't wait for the pastor. You lose thyself from the bands that are... Those bands don't belong there anymore. I have liberty in Christ. Why should I be in bands and behind gates and bars and all of these things and so forth? Lose thyself. Shake yourself from the dust. Hallelujah. One time, the prodigal son in Luke 15, you know, he got himself tangled up in all kinds of problems. Self-imposed, I might add. But one day, he came to his senses. And he began to get ready to loose the bands from his own neck. Say, look, why do I sit here in darkness when there is light in my father's house? Why do I sit here in torment when even servants in my father's house can do better than this? I will arise. Hallelujah. And I will go to my father. And I will make amends. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Some of you need to make amends with your parents, even earthly parents. Amen. That's right. You know. But you must take that first. If you are arrogant in your life. Now, these are some things that God hates. Arrogance and pride. You know, it's not going to get you anywhere. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah. And he will do great things for you. And it doesn't matter how you found yourself in the situation that you are in. Well, that's then. But today, what are you going to do about it? That's the question. Will you allow God to lift you out of the valley? And will you allow God to break down the mountains that are holding you back? Or will you just sit down there and take the status quo? Status quo, see, is not going to get you anywhere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Gideon in chapter 6, he wasn't satisfied. I mean, Judges, you know, he wasn't satisfied with the status quo. The angel of the Lord came to him and said, well, you know, thou great man of God, these things and so forth. He said, well, you know, if the Lord be with us, how come it is status quo? You know, I need something different. You know, I need to see the hand of the Lord. And I need to see something moving in my life. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And the Lord, he saw that fire in him and he said, yeah, I can use that. Amen. But if you are just satisfied with the status quo, God can't do very much with you. You've got to lift up your head. You've got to shake yourself from the dust. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You've got to lose thyself from the bands around your neck. Well, you say, I'm not really bound by anything and so forth like that. You know, well, you could be a lot higher than you are today. The Bible says you will break forth on every side in Isaiah 54, and you will go forth and break forth without limits. Well, if you're still being limited, it means that something is still holding you back. You know, and what the prayer that I was praying, you know, I said, Lord, anoint our eyes with eyes of, that we may see and understand, you know, what you want for us. You know, so you need to have an understanding, because Jesus said it himself. You know, he said, the sower went out and sowed the seed, and some seed fell along the wayside. And those were the ones who, when they heard the word, had no understanding at all. So the enemy came back and plucked the word out of their hearts. So I pray for understanding for everyone that is here this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. That the Lord, and I already prayed, you know, I prayed overnight and I prayed throughout this weekend that the Lord will give understanding to everybody so that the enemy will not come and pluck the words straight out of your heart. The Lord will give you understanding. Amen. Now let's read this and let's see, conclude that God has done it. I'm going to shut this message down because I want to pray for some folks. Now, let's see and conclude this. Isaiah chapter 44. And let's read from verse 23. Isaiah 44 and verse 23. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord has done it. Amen. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. See, not that the Lord is going to do it, but the Lord has already done it. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, and all forests and every tree therein, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob. You can put your name there. And he has glorified himself in, and put your name there as well. You know, I don't think that Jacob has an exclusive to God, do you? So what's all this business about Jacob? Put your name right there. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is not just a God of Jacob. He's a God of Yato Adeyemi. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that with all my heart. You know, I can see Joseph. I say, well, that's great. Thank you, you know, for or whatever. But I, you know, the Lord is my God too. Amen. So not just about Jacob, not just about Israel, you know, anything that God said for Jacob and for Israel and so forth, if you have faith, you can reach out and believe it for yourself. Amen. But there was one lady one time, Jesus said, well, you know, I'm not come but for the house of Israel and so forth. You know, and this lady, she reached out way, you know, before her time. And she said, well, nevertheless, the Lord said, I can't take, you know, bread that belongs to children and give them to dogs and so forth. You know, it's not time for the Gentiles. This woman said, well, I may be a dog. But she reached out by faith. And she said, even dogs must eat something that falls from the table. Praise the Lord. And the Lord said, my lands, I've never seen faith. Not even like this, anywhere else. You know, and so forth. So this woman, she reached out. You can reach out at any time. You can believe God. And God, you know, the Lord loves people to challenge him. You know, now God has the capacity to answer any prayer. Any prayer. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Whatever you can get from God, and wherever you are today, it's just like taking a bucket to the ocean. That's right. You can take that bucket to the ocean and fill your bucket and come back so many times, and that ocean will never be depleted. That's right. That's how great God is you know, compared to whatever you have today. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Not only in physical things, but also even in spiritual things. Hallelujah. So sing for joy, for the Lord has done it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let me read the rest of that. He said, go ahead and read the rest of it. So I'm going to read the rest of it. So that was verse 23. So let me read the rest of it. Verse 24. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, even he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, and spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my. I love the sound of that, don't you? And listen to this in verse 25. I am the Lord that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners to be mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge to be foolish. Anybody that has divined anything contrary against your life, God say, I frustrate them. Hallelujah. I frustrate the tokens of lies. Yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I claim that. Bible says, you know, that, you know, if you can believe and you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. Now, I'm going to say to some mountains here this morning, because I believe. And let's see God back up his word. Amen. Yeah. You know, and we can prove that, and we're going to prove it in a little bit. You know, I am he that frustrated the tokens of the liars and make a diviner's man. You know, so don't even mess with those things about, you know, astrology or, I mean, astrology or whatever. You know, all those things that palm reading and all. Don't mess with that. Because for the child of God, the life of the child of God is as the wind bloweth. The wind bloweth where no man, you know, wherever it listed, no man can tell where it goes. That, you know, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. But if you submit yourself to that, then they will rule over you, saith the Lord. That's right. But so don't submit yourself to any imagination that is contrary to the word of God for your life. Amen. Amen. Somebody says you can't do it. Well, the Lord says, I can do it. Amen. Amen. And I can do all things through Christ. And don't you even with your own mouth say you can't do it. You know, that's like, you know, being in cooperation with the devil. You know, devil doesn't want you to be able to do anything in the first place. So don't you go out and agree with the devil. You know, never give the devil the satisfaction of thinking that he got one over you. Amen. That devil is going down to hell. That's where he belongs. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I love to say that to get him all riled up. But he's a defeated foe. I'm not afraid of him. He that is in me is greater than the devil, greater than all the devils put together. So I don't worry about the devil. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you one thing too, because I have made the Lord, which is the Most High, my habitation. I'm dwelling inside the Lord. Therefore, the devil cannot come near me. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. No devil and no evil can come near your dwelling if your dwelling is the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So don't worry about the devil. I am he that frustrated the tokens of the liars, and make a diviner smart, and turn it back, you know, even wise men backwards, and make their knowledge to be foolish, and so on. I am he that confirmeth the word of my servant. Praise ye the Lord. And perform the counsel of his messengers. He's the one that does it. Praise the Lord. And he's going to confirm the word that he sent me here this morning to preach unto you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So, in summary, here's what we have said today. We have said that there are lows in your life, valleys, whereas God wants you to be above. There are places in your life where you are beneath, but he said, I want you above. And God said, I will take you from beneath and I will put you above. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And there are things in your life, a mountain. Who art thou, O great mountain, and so forth, that magnify yourself against Zerubbabel and all of these things and so on, against the people of God. The Lord shall make it a plain, and he will bring forth the headstone thereof. That's Jesus. Amen. So everything that is contrary in your life, that opposes itself against the knowledge of God, that, you know, the knowledge of God for you is that you should be fruitful and multiply. That's the blessing of God. That's what he said. Be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. Say, I've given all these things. Subdue it. No, nothing should ever subdue you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Because the day was created for man and not the other way around. You get up in the morning, you say, I take authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over today. Today, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Hallelujah. Praise God. And don't go about and so forth, say, well, I don't know. Another day, another dollar, I don't know what the Lord's going to do. The Lord is going to do great things. Yes. Hallelujah. The Lord will do great things. Every day. Praise the Lord. Now, if you're not expecting a miracle, you think God doesn't do things anymore, that he only did those in the Bible days, then you already missed the mark. Our God was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. And he can never change. And God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. He said these things, and he will surely bring them to pass. So we're also talking about God making the crooked places straight in your life. We're talking about God making the rough places, you know, things where you go up and down, it's rough, you know, you say, hey, you know, what's going on? Well, I'm having a rough time and so forth. God is able to make those things plain. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And whatever else it is. And so, and if you're having a great time, that's good. God can make it even greater. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm having a great time in the Lord. You know, the Bible says the husbandman must be first partaker of the fruit. You know, and the Lord showed me a few months back, he said, showed me a time curve that there was a blessing coming and so forth. You know, well, I zeroed in on it and I said, Lord, I want to be first partaker of that blessing. Praise God. I don't have time to tell you the testimonies, but it's happening in my life already. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, but I want the Lord to bless everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The more, the merrier. The more people that share the glory and the victories of God, the better and the merrier, and the worse it is for the devil. Amen. So the devil, he'll cry every time you get the victory. Oh, yes. You know, so we want the devil to be ashamed, and we want the Lord to be glorified. And so you must get the victory. You must rise above obstacles. You're like, we preached that before. You know, you must rise above. Don't let anything ever hold you back. Praise the Lord. So these are the things that we are speaking here today. Now, of all the things that we have spoken today, here is the summary. You know, the summary is this. Rejoice, O ye people, for the Lord has already done it. That is the summary. Now, I want you to stand to your feet here this morning and give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. If you believe the Lord has done it, give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Amen. Now, even though the Lord has done it, the enemy will creep in because, you know, Jesus gave us a perfect example of the story of the, you know, the parable of the wheat and the tares. He said, you know, the man went out and sowed good seed. You know, and then while men slept, the enemy came in and sowed tares among them. And they woke up in the morning and said, Master, did you not sow good seed? You know, and so forth. How did he say? The enemy has done this. That's right. So even though God has done great things, sometimes the enemy will creep in. When the enemy creeps in, then it is time for the Spirit of God to lift up a standard.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the living God will lift up a standard. And that's what we are doing here this morning, is lifting up a standard. It's not because the Lord has not already done it, you know, but we have to lift up that standard to push that devil back. Praise the Lord. And sometimes you can do it on your own, but sometimes you may need a little help. You know, but if you don't trust in the Lord with all your heart, and if you don't, you know that you should not lean to your understanding, then the devil is still going to be playing ping pong with your life. So here is the thing. You must trust the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean to your understanding, but know that the Lord, he can do and will do and has done what he already promised. And all you have to do is step into the victory that the Lord has already purchased for us. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And finally, I want to tell you that the Lord says that he will frustrate the tokens of the liars.
Yes.
Every lie that the enemy has told concerning your life, you know, that You know, it's this way or it's that way and so forth. Those are lies. And even concerning your children, let me tell it to you this way. In Psalm 115 and verse 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children.
Amen.
How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
That is point blank the promise of the Lord. And I believe it with all my heart. And ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. And the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. So the Lord has given us this earth to subdue it. Praise ye the Lord. Whether you are a teenager in here in the house today, you must be living a victorious life. You must subdue your academics. Praise the Lord. Whatever else you are doing in life, you must subdue it. You know? Amen. And in Proverbs, he says in 24 and verse 10, if you faint in the day of adversity, it's because your strength is little. But that's also because, if I may add, it's because you are relying on your own strength. That's why people faint in the day of adversity, because their strength is little. Why? Because they are using their own strength. But if you lean on the Lord and let him take care of business for you, then you will come out victorious every single time. Praise the Lord. Now, if you are in the house and you say, well, I'm not shining like I should be. You know, I tell you something too. You know, the devil, he likes to put out your light. When your light is shining, one time, long time ago, you know, the Lord made me see that. You know, light shining, but devil trying to cover it up, you know, and so forth like that. You know, so, but that's not your portion in Jesus' name. Your light will shine, and you will break forth on every side. And a devil cannot hold you back.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One time also the Lord, he made me see this. And these are the promises that he wanted me to share with you today. And if you, you know, even before I pray, if you receive this word, then all those chains and fetters are already falling off. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks.
Amen.
So one time the Lord, he showed me this also. You know, the devil, he took out a contract on many of the people of God. And he would try to write the thing and so forth. And I was looking at it, and he was writing and nothing showed up. And he writing and nothing showed up and so forth, you know. And I looked at it, you know. And then there was something that said, void. We are prohibited by the law of the spirit of liberty. Amen. Praise the Lord. So every plan and token of the devil is voided in your life. He wants to take you down, but the Lord has voided it.
Yes,
even here in the state of Arizona, or anywhere else across this great country and so forth like that, any law, any contract that you write, there's an underlining premise behind that. It is void if it is contrary or prohibited by law. You can make any contract you want, but if the law prohibits that thing, then it's already void.
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Yes.
And the law of the spirit of liberty has prohibited that the enemy should have any gainsay over your life. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Lord has already set you at liberty. Praise God. So now I'm going to give you a chance. I love to pray with people and so forth. Why? Because, well, see, we have these services only once a week. We always want to do everything we can to help people. And so on like that. You know, and if you have faith and you know how to use your faith and so forth, you can shake yourself. You don't need anybody. But sometimes people need a little help. And that's why we're here sometimes too. You know, so we'll be here, you know, to help you. You know, and don't be, you know, the Lord is the one that's going to help you. Don't be like that man that said, well, I have nobody to help me. You know, everybody gets into the water ahead of me. Well, because he's looking to the help of man. And vain is the help of man. Hallelujah. Every time the water moves, somebody else helps, gets in out of me. I have nobody to help me. Therefore, I'm still in this situation. You know, and that's the problem with many people. I have nobody to help me. But the Lord is here to help you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Lord is here to help you. So I will pray and I will declare for you a certain word from the Lord. If you take a step of faith and stand here in front of me this morning. And I want to let you know that God has something good in store for you. So if there is anybody here, you stand right here. Never mind somebody else. And let me see if we can shake some things loose in your life today. I want to tell you that today is another day. Praise the Lord. Yesterday is already gone. You cannot do anything about it. But today is a new day. Praise the Lord. And the word of God is the word of God, forever settled in heaven. Doesn't matter who preaches it. Amen. Some people say, well, because it was this person that preached it, I won't believe it. Well, that's your loss. If it is the word of God, it is the word of God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, and I have stood here today not to declare myself or done anything, but to preach the word of God. And because it is the word of God, God will back it up. Now, those of you who are here, I want you to lift up your hands. Praise the Lord. And raise up your head. Don't bow your head down at all. Raise up your head in expectation. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. You know, there is something that God wants to do in your life. And it may be somebody as simple as me that he will use. You know, but if you despise the day of small things, you may miss a great blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if any man speaks, let him speak as an oracle of God. That's a commandment from the scriptures. Now, I have not spoken, you know, with the wisdom of men today. But I have declared categorically the word of God, saying that God has already done it in your life.
Yes.
Saying unto you also that God has frustrated the tokens of the liars.
Yes.
And every time, and I declare this to you by the word of the Lord, that every time that the enemy raises his ugly head in your life, the Lord will frustrate those tokens again.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I declare also that every valley in your life, according to the word of the Lord which we read this morning, I declare that they shall be exalted.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That means sometimes when you are low and everything and you're down and you think you are out and so forth, the Lord is going to lift you up.
Amen.
I also declare to you in the name of the Lord that every mountain, anything in your life that has lifted up itself to say, well, you can't get across, I'm blocking your way, I declare and decree today in the name of the Lord Jesus that every such mountain shall be broken down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I declare unto you today that the places that have been rough in your life, I declare that they are made plain in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I declare unto you by the word of the Lord that the crooked places are made straight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I also declare unto you by the word of the Lord that God has turned your darkness into light.
Yes.
That means you will not be confused.
Yes.
You will not be stumbling around one day and say, well, I don't know what's going on, I'm confused about it. You will not be confused.
Yes.
The Lord will give you an understanding. The mind of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Open up your spirit and let the Spirit of God in. And he will give you instruction.
Yes.
Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct you and I will guide you in the way that you should go. Hallelujah. I will teach you the way you should go. And I will guide you with my eye.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you will not be in confusion.
Amen.
God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
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 And I also declare unto you today by the word of the Lord that the Lord is the author and finisher. Praise the Lord. God never started anything that he couldn't finish. Amen. And you must be a finisher as well. Don't be a quitter. You know. Amen. When you start something, finish it to the glory of God. And come out on top. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And how am I going to be able to do all these things? Why? Because the Lord is the one that's going to go before me. Because he said it. I will go before thee. And I will make the crooked places straight. Hallelujah. He goes before you. He's already plowed the way. You just need to follow in the way that he's already plowed. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, Lord Jesus, let all these words that we have spoken upon your people, let them take hold in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for giving everyone an understanding heart so that the devil will not pluck it from their hearts, the word of the Lord this morning. And I believe with all my heart that the Lord has done it. Amen, folks.
Amen.
The Lord has done it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe the Lord has done it, shout hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe the Lord has done it, shout hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to say to anybody that's in here that's undertaking a venture. You may want to start a new thing, business, whatever it is, and so forth like that. Well, you know, sing for joy. For the Lord has done it. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. Hallelujah. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands for your success. They shall celebrate your success. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God will line them up. Praise ye the name of the Lord. God will line them up. Amen. You have to go back and listen to the short message of divine appointments just a few weeks ago. But God, he will line up people to celebrate your success.
Amen.
People will do things that say, well, I don't know why I'm doing it, but the Lord knows why. Amen.
Amen.
God has written a blessing for you.
Amen.
And no one can turn it aside.
Amen.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus has said yes.
Yes.
Nobody can say no to you. If you believe that, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together for the Lord if you believe that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you believe that Jesus has said yes, and nobody can say no to you. Last but not the least, I'm going to read this scripture to you as you stand here. And I want you to remember this. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks.
Amen.
Well, the Lord has those things, they call them the holy watchers. They are the eyes of the Lord. God doesn't need to run anywhere. The whole universe is inside his belly. Amen.
Amen.
But he's got the alerters. He's got the patrollers. He's got the holy watchers. And their business is to go out and make sure that everything is lined up on your behalf. For your good. Amen.
Amen.
They are called ministering spirits. They are sent forth to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation. To make sure that everything works out for your good. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's put our hands together. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen.